We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM in Cocoa, Florida. Thank you for tuning in today. It is a blessing to live in Brevard County. We've been here for 25 years now in the county and absolutely love it. So we pray that you had a great weekend. We're always thankful for the presence of the Lord in our services, and pray that this week I had talked about in a program here not too long ago that God pushed you forward in the kingdom, that's his biblical definition of success, is when his hand is behind you and he's propelling you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And so we want to start off today by giving a shout out to Jits Concrete in Cocoa, Florida. If you need any concrete work done, call them. And this is the time of year where it gets a little cooler. No matter what the weather's out like right now, it's going to be a lot more pleasant than it is in the days ahead. But I've done some concrete work before. It's hard work. You know what? You'll be better off calling Jits Concrete, asking for Greg, tell him that you heard about him on the Refresh radio broadcast, and let the professionals take care of it. And it'll be a lot easier on your back, I can tell you from personal experience on that one. So we're thankful that you tuned in again today, like we did on Friday's broadcast. We have our Women of Worth director in, and she's going to share a little bit about what's coming up at the church tonight. So Stephanie,
yes.
Booth.
Yes, hello, and again, my name is Stephanie. I'm the Women's Ministry Director at Merritt Assembly. And I just want to give a shout out to all the ladies out there, all those moms, you know, wives, working mothers, single girls. I just want to let you know that at our church tonight at 7 o'clock, again, at Merritt Assembly, we are having our Women of Worth meeting. This is a great opportunity for you to come out and just get to know some other ladies and just plug in. We have a great time of just visiting and talking, getting to know each other. We pray over each other, and we pray over our needs that we may have. We get in the Word, and it's just a great time to reach in and get to know some ladies at the church. Also, we have Wednesday nights, we have a small discipleship class, and we basically just sit around a table, notes, Bible, and we just dig in, and it's a great time of just digging in the Word, digging deeper. We pray over each other. We discuss, you know, it's very applicable. Everything we discuss in the Bible, we discuss ways we could immediately apply that into our lives and into our current situation. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, again, it's on Wednesday nights at 6:30. You can contact Merritt Assembly Church for details.
Yeah, 454-4263. And we are very conscientious of time, the time frame on Wednesday night. Our services end at about 7:45, and then it takes a little while to clean up and stuff like that. But you can still get the kids home and in bed in time for them to get a full night's sleep, because we know that they're so excited about going back to school. I just want to say one more thing about the Women of Worth meeting, and that is Monday night we'll be resuming my teaching in Fiji via Skype here in just a week or so, a couple of weeks. And so I've been privileged to be teaching upstairs via Skype while they have been hosting their ladies' meetings downstairs. And almost always I end up with a plate of food, and I don't get invited to the conversations or anything like that, but I do get to partake of the food, and the food is really good. So ladies, you'll have a great time. Today we're getting pretty close to being the end, down to the end here on studying, giving us this day our daily bread. And I just want to preface what we're going to talk about. We're going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 4 first, and then we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I just want to put a disclaimer out there. Yes, I know that as I am talking about these passages of Scripture today, that what we are addressing are actual spiritual gifts. But I believe that there's principles that are in these verses that we need to apply to the gift that God gives us today. I mean, that's what we're praying. God, give us this day our daily bread. And so we're looking for the principles. How can we apply what God's word says about a gift in 1 Timothy 4 and again in 2 Timothy 1:6? How can we apply that? Because if all we are doing here on this program is gaining head knowledge, we're shortchanging ourselves. God wants to get involved in our daily life. And I know that might sound a little scary to some people, but I have found that I have great joy when He is the Lord and I'm not the Lord. And so, first of all, let's get into the Word this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And let's see where we are. Verse number 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word. This is verse 12. In conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by the prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So once again, I want you to know, I am smart enough to understand that that's talking about a spiritual gift that was imparted to Timothy through the laying on of Paul's hands, or the hands of the eldership. But the principle that we want to get from this is when God gives us a gift, we cannot ignore it. We cannot neglect it. It needs to be paid attention to. It needs to be valued. That's our mission at Merit Assembly of God, is restoring value spiritually and relationally to whoever comes through the door, to men, to women, to boys, to girls, to seniors. We believe that everybody has value. You have been given the gift of today for heaven's sake and for your sake. Don't neglect what God has given to you today.
One of my favorite scriptures regarding this topic and set me free in so many areas of my life regarding this is Exodus 28, and it's 28 verse 3. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as a priest. And then chapter 35, it goes a little more in depth than that. And it's verse 30. It says, and Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called my name. The Lord has called my name. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting and carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach him. And basically what it's saying is that God actually gave these men the workmanship, the craft of to create these priestly garments. Mm-hmm. And my prayer was, you know, as a stay-at-home mom, that I just wanted to be a better stay-at-home mom and more diligent with my time at home. So, I mean, my prayer easily became, Lord, fill me with the spirit of wisdom to be skilled at being a stay-at-home mom. And you could really apply that to any area of your life.
Right.
Lord, you know, fill me with the spirit of wisdom to be skilled at whatever your occupation is.
Yeah, we, you know, we're Pentecostal. We are unapologetically Pentecostal. Yeah. We love the spirit of God. But especially with that passage that Stephanie was talking about there, that's one of the first references to anybody being filled with the spirit of God. And he was filled with the spirit of God for his occupation.
Yes.
So guys, let me talk to you out there. And whether you're a mechanic, God wants you to be anointed by him to be the best mechanic around. If you're in construction, God wants to anoint you and fill you with the Holy Spirit so that you are the best construction person that there is around, that people trust you, that they see success, that they see beauty in the work that you do, and actually that you will help other people discover their giftings, because that's what Bezalel was doing. He was creating the craft. He was creating the garments that were going to enable Aaron to minister as the high priest, which was going to bless the entire community. I don't believe that we can function as the body of Christ as effectively as God wants us to if we're not filled with the Spirit of God. So I'm not going to get on my soapbox there for too long, but I believe that the gift that we have given, and we're talking about give us this day. How many times do you hear people say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just wasting time. I'm just wasting time. Today is God's gift to you and I. There are some people that their goal for Monday is just to survive Monday so that they can get back into the swing of things on Tuesday. But I don't believe that that's God's plan. I believe that God wants to give you victory today, that he wants to give you victory tomorrow and the day after. And so we can't afford to be neglecting the things that God has given us. Some of the things that I have written down that God gives you and I that we have today, and that is he's given us our health. Don't neglect your health. I'm here to talk to guys. Okay, guys, we are here. I'm here to talk to everybody, but right now I want to talk to guys because I've known way too many men that they didn't want to address their health issues, and then it got to be too late. You know, but they never made it to the hospital in time. Don't neglect the life that you have been given. If you've been given a spouse, recognize that that's God's gift to you. If you've been given a family, don't neglect that gift. And you know, a number of you are either listening on your way to a job or you may already be at work. And if God has given you that job, do not neglect it. Make the most out of it. Mike Murdoch says that which you disrespect moves away from you. That which you disrespect moves away from you. And if you don't appreciate your job, they'll probably find somebody who do appreciate the job. And so don't neglect today, because whatever you put off today, whatever you neglect today, you may be able to give attention to it tomorrow, but you're never going to be able to get today back. One more thing I'll say, and then I'll see if Stephanie has anything she wants to add. If you and your spouse are going through moments of what I call intense fellowship, yes, Christians do have moments of intense fellowship. Recognize that Satan is looking to steal a golden moment out of your marriage and create a point of conflict and contention in that. And you know, if that's the case, make that season as short for him as possible. You don't want to neglect that gift that God has given to you, you know, because you just need to treasure it. Don't spend any more time ignoring them than just don't do it. Get all tongue-tied. Here, bail me out, Stephanie.
Well, it's true. It's absolutely true. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people can say, God is not interested in our works. He's only interested in the faith, and we're saved by faith and not by works. Well, that's true. We are saved by faith and not by works. But mm-hmm. You know what? God is very into our works. He's very into that the faith that there's got to be a product there of the faith. And the faith is simply how we walk. The fruit of walking in the Spirit that comes by faith. So God is very interested in what we do and how we treat our spouse and how we make that marriage work and how. And those little things like that, you can't just throw that aside and say, well, I'm not living. It works doesn't matter. I'm just living by faith.
Right. Over in 2 Timothy in chapter 1, there's another principle. And again, this is a reference to spiritual giftings that have been placed in Timothy. But in verse number 6, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 6, it says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so the principle that we see here is not one of do not neglect it, but actually we see that the responsibility for how that gifting is developed is ours. We have to fan it into flames. We have got to make the most out of the gift that God has given to us today, because whatever we make out of it today means that we can make something more out of it tomorrow. Make today a God day. Fan it into flames. If I see striving to be a better pastor, then I'm going to one day have to stand before God and I'm going to have to give an account. And he's going to say, why did you settle for that little bitty match light when I had given you a gift that could have become a light to an entire county, or a light that touched multitudes of homes, and all you settled for was one little ember. And
sometimes that's why it's so important to be plugged into a local church, because sometimes other people are the ones that are able to really fine tune and pour into that gift. Just like in Exodus 18, where Moses and Jethro comes along and goes, oh, Moses, no. delegate. And he taught him, he gave him a lesson in delegating, and things ran a lot smoother, and God was able to flow more efficiently through what Moses was doing through his works, based on just hearing Jethro and taking his counsel. And sometimes that's what's so important about being in a local church, and so important about having a teachable spirit, where people that come alongside you and go, oh, no, try this, this is better. And it's fine-tuning that gift. But sometimes we cut that off, and by not being in a local church, or by not listening, or not having a teachable spirit. And it hinders us. It really is shooting ourselves in the foot.
It is. That fanning into flame there, that entire situation was started because Moses had actually sent his wife and family away. And so let me just say this about the gifts that God has given to you today. They are not meant to come at the expense of your family. Jethro was Moses' father-in-law. And so he brought Moses' wife and his kids back. And that's when he said, you know, what you're doing is not good. And John Maxwell said at a conference I was in one time, he said, the principles that are laid out in Exodus 18 are still the principles, the primary principles that are laid out in business schools for people who are striving for MBAs and things like that. And that is that when Moses received that wisdom from Jethro, and thank God he did have a teachable spirit, but it empowered other people to begin to operate with the giftings that they had. God had people gifted to be over tens and over 50s and over hundreds and over thousands. And I know this, he's got a gift for you today, and he's got a gift for me today. And one of those gifts that he has given to us is not fear.
No.
Fear is a paralyzing agent. It is it causes us to become like a deer in headlights. It says, no, wait a minute, I can't possibly accomplish that. And faith is what mobilizes. In verse number 7, after telling him to fan the gift that God had given him into flames, to stir up the gift of God, verse number 7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit with three characteristics. He's given us a spirit of power, he's given us a spirit of love, and he's given us a sound mind. And so today, I'm thankful. I pray this over myself often. God, I want to thank you that you've given me a sound mind. And I want to continue to nurture that. I mean, how many times have you seen someone and as old age or trauma has set in, and all of a sudden they can no longer function, and we just take it for granted so much. And so I want to not only thank him for what he's done for me, but I want to proclaim, God, you said that this is what you've given to me. So for today, Monday, February the 9th, I'm thankful that you have given me a sound mind. I don't have to chase all of the rabbit trails that other people chase. And you've also given me a spirit of power. So many people live their life as just wind-tossed by whatever the enemy wants to do to them. And you were not meant to be the victim. You were not meant to be the influenced. You were meant to be the influencer. I don't even know if that's a word. I may have just created a word right here on the radio in February. You were meant to be a person of influence. I can tell you that. And you were meant to be a person of love. And, you know, I can tell you this, that whenever you do not neglect those gifts, but you stir them up, you fan them into flame, you are going to be a person that people want to be around. Who do people in this society want to be around? They want to be around people of power. They want to be around people who love them, and they want to be around people who are going to be able to bless them with an intellectual capability. Be that person. Be that person. So
there tends to be two ends of the spectrum. You have the people that are looking at you like, I don't have a talent, I don't have any gift. Well, I'm here to tell you, you know, God has put things inside of you that he wants to pull out of you, and he wants to pour into you, and he wants to pull that stuff out. And so step out on those. Just be a blessing. And wherever, you know, open doors are, just walk through there where you can just be a blessing and minister. That just means serving other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times just walking through those doors and meeting those needs, you'll walk right into your calling and purpose. And it'll be amazing. You're like, I never, you know, pictured myself being talented or gifted in this area. But it's just what they're walking through those open doors. And then there's those on the opposite end of the spectrum that are, yeah, I'm talented, I'm gifted, and they walk right in, and they want the pulpit and a microphone. And I want to encourage those individuals that, you know, you may have some strong talents and giftings, but you have to have the character to sustain that. Yeah. And so even Joseph, you know, in Genesis 39, it says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then, and only then, he made him overseer of the house and all that he had put under his authority. Joseph didn't just walk in and Potiphar hand him the keys and go have at it. He had to really show that, even diligently in the little things, as he did that diligently, God blessed him and prospered him in the little things. Then Potiphar would just trust him with a little bit more. And before you know it, he had the keys to everything. And so that's just like the fanning of the gift. It's starting small, being diligent in the small things, building that character, being obedient, and ministering anywhere God has you. And sometimes that's in a nursery, and sometimes that's, you know, in things, and just being faithful in that, knowing that God is in control and trusting in him.
And it is so important to be faithful in those small things. One of my favorite examples of that is a guy in the Old Testament by the name of Elisha. My wife was watching a YouTube video of Christine Kane, and she was preaching about Elisha and how he was plowing, and he was dealing, you know, with the backside of a pair of oxen, which is not a glorious place to be at all. But Elisha had a servant that had the name Gehazi, and he tried to get some money from Naaman when Naaman was healed of the leprosy. And you would think that was the end, that we would hear from Gehazi, but instead, one day Gehazi is in the court telling the king about Elisha raising up this woman's son, and he describes Elisha as the man who had poured water on Elijah's hands for all of those years. You know, he was, you know, if I could put it in modern terms, he was a bathroom attendant, you know, making sure that there was water, that Elisha had his hands to clean, and, you know, when he went to eat and stuff like that, that was all he was doing. But Christine Kane said something amazing. I'd never heard it put this way. Elisha, having started with that ministry of just walking with Elijah and washing his hands, that he had developed such a mindset that even on the day when Elijah was taken up into heaven, friends of Elisha were saying, "Don't you know, hey, you might as well just quit following him. He's going to be taken away today." And Elisha said, "No way, you don't understand. This is an opportunity for me to receive from God something exponential." Even Elijah tried to get him away. And what Christine Kane said was, when Elisha received that double portion that day from God, Elisha has the reputation in the Word of God for having more documented healings than anyone in the Bible of anyone other than Jesus Christ. And it all started because he was willing to wash somebody's hands. God is taking notice of where you are today. There are miracles in your future if you will just fan into flame. God is the one, God is responsible for the gift. We're responsible for the intensity of that gift. And so today, I encourage you, don't neglect your gifts. Don't neglect this opportunity that God has given to you. Don't neglect your health and your marriage and your kids and all of that sort of stuff. Don't neglect them. Instead, fan them into flame. Be the best husband you can be. If you're a wife, be the best wife you can be. Be what God has given you to be. Don't try and be what God hasn't created you to be and gifted you to be. So let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Father, I want to thank you today for this day that you have given to us. Lord, I pray that we would not squander it, we would not waste it, but instead, God, that we would fan into flame or stir up to an intensity, God, the things that you have given to us. I pray, God, that we in the body of Christ in this community would have the best marriages in Brevard County. I pray that we would have the best work ethic of anybody in our field. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone here, Lord, that they would be thankful. Lord, I pray that you would give them a sound mind today, that you would give them power. And Lord, for your name's sake, would you give us agape, unconditional love for our community, that the kingdom of God would be built up. In Jesus' name, we will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless.